sing out for creation. Sing out for creation.
You know it's a movement when faiths come together around a cause. The battles against slavery, Jim Crow, and the Vietnam War all picked up steam when members of different religions joined the fight. And so it is today with climate change. Suddenly, in the last year or so, concern about global warming has swept across the nation into houses of worship and onto the streets. A few weeks ago, about 50 people of various faiths set out in a blizzard from rural Massachusetts in a show of interfaith concern about climate change. Over the next week, they marched 100 miles until they reached Boston, 750 people strong. Living on Earth was there when this pilgrimage for the planet reached its destination at the historic New Old South Church.
Welcome. Welcome, weary walkers. Welcome to this house of prayer for many nations and peoples. Welcome, worshipers. Welcome, you who are caretakers of God's beautiful and fragile earth. It smells good in here. It smells good in here because you have brought the great outdoors in. Welcome to the sanctuary where we too have brought the great outdoors in, where we are surrounded by images of nature everywhere you look. Carved into stone and wood are birds and creatures, trees, leaves, vines, nuts, berries, and flowers. Flowers galore. The friezes on the fronts of the facades of the two galleries feature 38 different biblical flowers. Imagine the love and care. We are surrounded by the things that God has made. We are surrounded by the things that our God loves. May the spirit of the Creator God be with us as we join our voices, our hearts, and our very selves to give witness for God's earth, the earth which God has made. Welcome.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح
today, having offered our prayers with our feet and beat back the resistance of winter with our persistence, I invite you to open up to your own personal connection with the earth. We follow a spiritual path with its roots in the ancient pagan traditions of Europe, which teach that humans are not separate from the earth, not in control of her or responsible for her. This planet has the power to survive with or without us. We are as the rocks and trees and animals, all connected, all of the same sacred substance, all interdependent, and woven together in a mysterious and beautiful pattern. The difference, of course, is that we humans can do much more harm. And so we must take responsibility for our own destructive actions and work to redress the damage. This morning, let us allow our commitment to righting our own wrongs be fueled by our connections to each other, to all of nature, and to the deep power of our Mother, the Earth.
As we consecrate this altar with stone and candle, shell and feather, to remind us of the many ways in which the sacred mystery manifests in us and in the rest of the natural world, we summon the deep peace of the earth to fill our souls as we gather here with a traditional pagan Celtic blessing from the highlands of Scotland. Shihoin and Stua Shulak Twin, Shihoin and Ile Shulak Twin, Shihoin and Rulchin Buisket Twin, Shihoin and Talvin Shevik Twin, San Aids Gakait, Arandaz Gakundav. May the deep peace of the running waves be with us. May the deep peace of the flowing air be with us. May the deep peace of the shining stars be with us. May the deep peace of the quiet earth be with us in this place and every place, on this day and every day. So may it be.
Set aside for the conversion of hearts, repentance from sin, a time to turn away from indulgence and harm dealing to reconciliation with God, with one another, and with all of creation. How appropriate it is to be mindful of our need for climate rescue in the same season when we express our need for forgiveness and new life. Many Roman Catholic leaders have advocated in recent years for greater stewardship of our natural environment on the part of all nations and all peoples. Recent popes, national conferences of bishops, clergy, Catholic lay people have all been in the forefront of calls for greater ecological awareness, for sustainable development, for respect for all creation as part of our human vocation to social responsibility. But we still have a long way to go to raise awareness and to reverse this dangerous trend of global warming. Join with me now in responding to each petition with the response, "Compassionate Creator, forgive and restore us." Let's try that. Compassionate Creator, forgive and restore us. For our blindness to the damage we have caused in our lifestyle choices, we pray, "Compassionate Creator, forgive and restore us." For our stubborn resistance to changing our harmful ways, even in the face of overwhelming facts, we pray, "Compassionate Creator, forgive and restore us." For our insensitivity to the health of future generations and the entire ecosystem, we pray, "Compassionate Creator, forgive and restore us." Finally, for the virtues of hope, courage, and steadfastness that we will need in the days ahead to bring about necessary changes, we pray, "Compassionate Creator, forgive and restore us." Loving God, help us to amend our ways. Lead us with your gentle hand to a new awareness of what we have done and what we must do in the future to heal your creation and to restore it as best we can. Give us a firm purpose of amendment and shower us with your graces and abundant love. We ask this in the spirit of contrition. Amen.
Shabbat Shalom. Say that with me again, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Today is the day that Jews across the globe, women and men and children of Jewish descent, and for thousands of years say Shabbat Shalom, for it is the day that we pause, that we reflect, we rejoice in the mystery of creation, for it is written in Genesis, and on the seventh day, God finished all of the work, and God blessed the seventh day, and called it holy. And we say those words of blessing, Shabbat Shalom, because they are words of fellowship. May you be blessed with peace in your coming and in your going. But Shalom means something deeper and more profound than peace. The root of the word Shalem, Shlemut, is wholeness. And implicit in that blessing is the idea that on Shabbat, on the seventh day, we taste a world of perfection, of wholeness and at rest. But we are haunted by the knowledge when we know that the Sabbath will end, and we will return to the regularity of a week, and we will confront the reality that the work is yet to be done, because the world is not at rest, the world is not perfected, and the world is not yet whole. Shabbat then calls us to be thankful. Thankful to the source of all creation for this blessed and sacred earth, but also to remember our roles as stewards, as protectors, and as repairers of this sacred planet. In their wisdom, the ancient rabbis wrote the following midrash, or legend, on the text in Genesis that I read. They wrote, "When the Holy One created the first human being, God led that person all around the Garden of Eden and said, 'Behold all my works, how beautiful and splendid they are. All that I created for your sake. Take care of it, and do not become corrupt, lest you destroy it. For if you become corrupt,' God warned, 'and destroy this earth, there will be no one after you to repair it.'" Makor HaChaim, source of all life, we thank you for the magnificent and glorious gift of your creation. Now may we hear your call and guard against corruption and guard against destruction and stand against the defoliation of this planet May we be your partner, your steward, your witness for this earth. Ken yehirat zon. May it be God's will. Amen.
Thank you. pray. O Lord our God and creator of the universe, your right hand controls the whole course of human life. We give you thanks for all blessings known and unknown which you have bestowed upon us, for our earthly life and for heavenly joys for your kingdom to come, for calling us a new being and for spreading out before us the beauty of your universe, for revealing to us the majesty of your creation, and for every moment of joy in our life's journey. We know we are but your guests. Birds and beasts leave their imprint of your love. The earth wakens our yearning for happiness. You set us in an enchanted paradise. We have tasted fragrant fruit, a fine flavor, and sweet-scented honey. We have seen the sky, we have listened to the soothing murmur of the forest, and the sweet-sounding music of the waters. How pleasant is our stay on earth. It is a joy to be your guest. We give you glory for the feast day of life, for the perfume of flowers, for eternal life. Yet, O Lord, we know that the earth, having no tongue to protest and grieve, cries out, sighing, why are your people polluting me with many evil things? No one can put together what has crumbled into dust, but you can heal all those whose conscience has become twisted. All nature obeys you, yet we do not. Guide us to greater care for this, our only world. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
There's a great African proverb that says, if you want to walk fast, walk alone. If you want to walk far, walk together. Would everyone who walked today please stand and be recognized? Let's give all of them. I know the devastation of strip mining. I was a pastor in an urban church in Philadelphia in the late 60s in the midst of civil rights and human rights challenges, blacks and whites fighting with each other. But I know the hope when parents from a variety of cultures and traditions got together and spoke a word of justice to each other. By accident, I became a member of the United States Congress at age 31. I stood in the well of the House of Representatives alongside of Morris Udall and Peter Rodino to be sworn in 1 year after looking the word Democratic up in the telephone book. It was a year very similar to this year. We had just gotten elected with the help of Ehrlichman, Haldeman, John Dean, and Richard Nixon's resignation. And in April of 1975, I was on the House floor when we voted to shut down the Vietnam War. I'm now General Secretary of the National Council of Churches, and we have a full-time task to address fear, fundamentalism, and Fox News. We have a commitment to address those issues by focusing on peace, poverty, and care for the planet. God's calling us to this moment. How many of you have seen the movie An Inconvenient Truth? I want to suggest my friend Al Gore, who I served with in Congress, has in fact lifted to scale the issue of global warming. And Al went to theological school for a time, and my bet is that his next movie and his next book might be called A Convenient Truth. Let me suggest quickly five convenient truths. The first convenient truth is that God is calling us to this moment to work on caring for the earth, and especially to be focused on the issue of justice. We are called by God to strive for justice and acknowledge that global warming's societal impact already falls and will continue to fall most heavily on the people around the world who are the least able to mitigate its impacts, the poor, the vulnerable populations in the United States, and in all of the developing countries. God's calling us to do justice. God's also reminding us of another convenient truth. If we are the leaders we've been waiting for, we are called by God to be stewards of this fragile planet. Nowhere in the Quran, the Torah, the Old or New Testament does God invite us to destroy this fragile planet we call Earth. We are called to heed the call to be faithful stewards and caretakers of God's creation by limiting the future impacts of global warming on God's earth. The second convenient truth is that we are stewards, hopeful stewards. The third convenient truth is that we are called to understand that we are missionaries of sustainability. God's calling us to ensure that efforts to curb global warming prevent further environmental and societal tragedies. As people of faith, we are guided by the value of sustainability. And sustainability requires that we enable biological and social systems that nurture and support life not be depleted or poisoned. A fourth convenient truth is that God's calling us to do justice, to be stewards, to think and work for sustainability, but God's also calling us to leave the planet better than we found it. In 1990, I was arrested protesting the nuclear explosions and the testing that was taking place 60 miles north of Las Vegas. It was Palm Sunday, and I was called from the east to be a preacher, and I went on that Palm Sunday to give a sermon, and my sermon title was Building a Pyramid for Peace. And I asked each person who participated, based on a scripture in Luke 19, verse 40, where Jesus is admonished by the presidents and the bishops and the religious leaders of his time to quiet his disciples. And he says, if these are silent, the very stones will cry out. I asked each person to find a rock that was crying out to them and bring it to the service. Each person did, and I gave my sermon and sat down, and we formed a circle, and each person came up with their rock and placed it on the pile. One person carrying a young child said, my rock was crying out for us to care about planet Earth. And my hope is that my child will live in an environmentally sound world. And she placed the rock on the pile. The next was an elderly woman who said, I never thought the Berlin Wall would come down. I'm so happy that I've lived to see it fall. And I placed this rock because my rock was crying out for peace. But we were all pretty proud of ourselves until a Native American woman came forward. Her name was Ruth. She was wrapped in a blanket, and she was crying. Tears were rolling down her face. She looked at each of us, and then she spoke with those tears and said, I almost didn't participate in your ceremony. She said, as I walked from the van to this spot and looked for a rock that was crying out, I was reminded that as a Native American, I was taught to wake up in the morning to breathe out life to the north, to the east, to the south, and to the west, to breathe life onto the planet. And she said, we were always taught that we shouldn't just leave the earth as we found it, but we should leave the earth better than we found it. And as she reached for her rock cried out to her, leave me where I am. Leave me alone. God's calling us to be the rocks of this generation. We're called to speak truth to power. We're called to listen to the former Pope who said, I dream of a world where none will be so poor they have nothing to give, and none will be so rich they have nothing to receive. We're called to listen to the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, we will have to repent in this life, not merely for the hateful words and actions of bad people, but for the appalling silence of good people. But we'll have to be reminded that we are the leaders that we have been waiting for. We need to stand up and walk and march. Some of us may even be called to do acts of nonviolent civil disobedience, because God's calling us to this moment to heal the planet, to seek peace and nonviolence, and to work on behalf of the poor. It was Bobby Kennedy in South Africa who was traveling around looking in 1966 at apartheid who said this, let no one be discouraged by the belief that there is nothing that one man or one woman can do against the enormous array of the world's ills, against misery and ignorance, injustice or violence. Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events so that in the total of all those acts will be written the history of our generation. God is calling us to be the hope givers, those who seek justice, those who are stewards of this fragile planet. God's calling us to be those leaders. Let me close with this final prayer, and I ask those who are able to stand and in silence put your hand on the shoulder of someone next to you. Please stand. May God bless you with discomfort and easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger and injustice, oppression, exploitation of people, and the destruction of the planet, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world so that you can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
am very proud and honored to have walked from Northampton to Boston with many sturdy, energetic, hearty, and brave girls and boys, women and men. If you are a through walker, if you walked from Northampton to Boston, would you please rise now to be recognized? Bless your strong hearts. Bless your beautiful feet. Bless you for your stamina. Bless you for your commitment. Bless you for your love for humanity and for Mother Earth. Bless you, all you walkers, and all you families who supported all the walkers on this historic pilgrimage. Bless you, walkers, and thank you. And let the people say amen.
Amen.
I would like to thank Old South Church for their gracious hospitality and welcoming all of us. It's a full house. Thank you to all the worship leaders, some of whom traveled the distance to be here with us this afternoon. Thank you to all of you who are present, bearing witness to your love for the Creator and for the creation. I'd like to urge you to move quickly out of the service when it's over so that we can start the rally, which we hope will begin promptly in Copley Square. I would also ask you to stay in place and let the worship leaders leave first, if you would. So let the worship leaders out and then head right over to Copley Square. Finally, I'd like to say that we ran this walk on a shoestring budget, but there were many expenses, and it ended up costing somewhere around $22,000. We will now take a collection. Let's see what we can do. We would be grateful for any donations you can make. The money will be used to cover our expenses. Thank you so much for being here with us and for this, what I hope will be a new moment, a new chapter in our journey together as a nation.
May your light live on. next time around. From one to two, our paths ahead, your number days come to an end. May you return to where you're bound. May your fire in us burn next time around. Ashes of earth and dust of the stars, memories lost at rebirth, but holy breath to bring silence to holy sound. May your song we sing next time around. Wings to climb the clouds, may we make them fly next time around. Da 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 da.
Hiranyambarnam Harinim Shuvarna Rajata Shraja Chandra Hiranmayu Lakshmim Jata Vedo Mahabha. They called her Lakshmi. They called her Earth. They called her one is the giver. O Lakshmi, you bloom like the moon. You have golden and silver garments. You are the embodiment of nourishment. Bless me in my living. I beg, refuse. The devotee, after invoking Lakshmi, visualizes her, sees her. We see the Mother Earth. We touch her. Padma Priye, Padmini, Padma Haste, Padmalaye, Padmalatayakhi, Vishwapriye, Vishnu Manonukale, Todpada Padmam Maitangidash. He is seeing the mother as a lotus. Mother is holding a lotus. Mother is a lotus pool. O lotus-eyed mother, you are seated on the lotus. You carry a lotus in hand. You love lotus. All your children love you. You are the concert of the Lord. I beg, refuse. Once you visualize her, sir, sees her, makes the prayer, bless me. You are eternal. I won't survive. Some people, including me, abuse you. Please, bless me. Sharva Mangala Mangale Shive Sharvartha Sharike Sharanni Trimbakam Devi Narayani Namastute. Om Narayani Namastute. Narayani Namastute. O auspicious one, you accomplish all cherished desires. You are wise and beautiful. You are the power divine. Let your power bless me. Give me refuge. Salutation to thee. Salutation to thee. Salutation to thee.
I offer this prayer from the North American Conference on Christianity and Ecology, carrying in my heart my grandchildren, and like you, all the children, future children of the earth, asking the question, what legacy shall we leave them? Let us bow our heads before the Lord and in reverence for the earth. For the marvelous grace of your creation, we pour out our thanks to you, our God. We pour out our praise to you for mountains and hills, for springs and valleys, for rivers and seas. We praise you, O Lord, for plants growing in earth and water, for life inhabiting lakes and seas, for beasts dwelling in woods and fields, and in our churches, Lord. How many and wonderful are your works, our God. In wisdom you have made them all. But we confess, dear Lord, as creatures privileged with the care and keeping of your creation, that we have abused your creation gifts through arrogance, ignorance, and greed. We confess risking permanent damage to your handiwork. We confess impoverishing creation's ability to bring you praise. We confess, Lord, that we are often unaware of how deeply we have hurt your good earth and its marvelous gifts. We confess that we are often unaware of how our abuse of creation has also been an abuse of ourselves. O Lord, how long will it take before we awaken to what we have done? How many waters must we pollute? How many forests must we despoil? How much of Earth's atmosphere must we contaminate? How many species must we abuse and extinguish before we learn to love and respect your creation? For our wrongs, Lord, we ask forgiveness. We promise anew to be stewards and not pillagers of what you have entrusted to us. Creator God, you have given us every reason to learn and promote this wisdom of lives lived in harmony with creation. May we, your servants, increasingly serve. May we, your servants, increasingly come to love your creation as we increasingly come to love you. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Ain't you got a right? That's your part. Please stand as you're able. Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride? Ain't you got a ride to the tree of life? To the tree of life. Please join hands with the person next to you. So rocky the road, so dangerous the journey, so dangerous the journey.
Have spoken for the earth. Listen,
You follow a pantheon of saints. Aldo Leopold, Rachel Carson, Schumacher, Gandhi, King, Schweitzer, Commoner, Chico Mendes, Wangari Maathai, Joanna Rogers Macy, Mikhail Gorbachev, and yes, Al Gore. As the air is stirred by the power of the spirit, let us add the names of our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. Yes, right now, lift up the tender names of the next generation for whom we are willing to sacrifice and change direction. Yes, all together, say them now. You're here because you love those you name. Love is the most powerful force of the earth. That's the lesson taught by every religion. Tap the power of the saints who stand with you. Release your energy for love. And as you do, that curve will bend away from accumulation toward sharing, away from enslavement toward freedom, away from acquisition toward enjoyment, away from greed toward sustainability, away from survival toward community. Let the people say, Amen.
The end. In recognition of all religions, faiths, denominations, including my own, my love for my Savior, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we depart this place, we have come together in peace, recognizing our common humanity. We stand together in strength, fortified by our individual natures. We depart this place united by the one God who created us and is in each of us. Almighty God, the God of our hearts, the God of our realization, I ask that you send us forth in joy to be alive, in patience to understand each other, and in love to serve one another, and together to save our planet. Amen. Amen. Amen.